USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
When it comes to reactions from both parties to President Trump's summit with the Russian President Vladimir Putin, the reactions run from concern to downright condemnation. The top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says,
"Now, in the entire history of our country, Americans have never seen a president of the United States support an adversary the way President Trump has supported President Putin."
And after Trump expresses confidence in Putin's claim that Russia did not meddle in the 2016 election, Republican Senator John Barrasso says he hopes the president said something else in their private meeting.
"I don't know what the president said to him privately, but I hope he has said, look, you know you did this in 2016. Better make sure you don't do it in 2018, because if you do, this is the punishing response. It's going to happen."
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
On Hawaii's Big Island, at least 23 people injured on a tour boat because of the Kilauea volcano. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Lava bombs are still sending giant rocks into the air. Hawaii Fire Battalion Chief Matthias Kush says one has injured people on a tour boat.
Primarily soft tissue injuries. There was one obvious femur fracture.
Since May, the volcano has destroyed more than 700 homes.
NASA officials say they may have discovered the so-called building blocks for life on Mars back in the 1970s, but then accidentally burned the evidence. After scientists found the complex organic molecules on the red planet, they went back to earlier probe missions to examine why it took so long to find the matter. They say they discovered that in the 70s, a Viking unit did find the organic material, but inadvertently burned it when heating it for data analysis. Then earlier this year, NASA announced it had found the organic building blocks within samples gathered by the 2008 Phoenix Lander mission. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is launching an investigation to determine if White House senior advisor Jared Kushner's family real estate company harassed tenants at a Brooklyn waterfront property so that they would leave their rent-stabilized apartments. Housing Rights Initiative Director Aaron Carr.
Kushner Company created a living situation that was so intolerable and so unlivable that a myriad of tenants simply gave up their rights for the sake of their sanity and their safety, and their apartments were subsequently converted into luxury condominiums.
The announcement by the Democratic governor comes after tenants at the Austin Nichols House on Kent Avenue in Williamsburg filed a lawsuit and said the company started major construction that released dangerous toxins in the air. They charged that the building was unlivable for tenants. One of professional wrestling's most well-known figures is making a comeback, as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
Hulk Hogan's suspension lifted by the WWE, and he's headed back to the WWE Hall of Fame as well. Hogan had been kicked out in 2015 after a leaked conversation revealed him using a racial slur. In a statement, the WWE now says Hogan's numerous apologies and his work with kids have earned him a second chance. It means he could be back on television very, very soon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Forbes has released its list of the world's highest paid celebrities. Floyd Mayweather at the top of the list, followed by George Clooney, Kylie Jenner, Judy Shindlin, Dwayne Rock Johnson, U2, and Coldplay. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.